Vermont will become the oldest state in the nation in the next 20 years, with almost a quarter of the population over the age of 65. And that means a lot of people will be retiring or cutting down on how much they work. VPR has been examining how the baby boom generation is rewriting the rules around aging and how the direction they take during retirement will have profound effects on the state's economy. VPR's Howard Wise-Tisman has this report.
Like there?
Not right now.
No?
65-year-old Robert Oser is hauling cases of food into the cooler at Dottie's, a discount grocery store in Brattleboro.
Where are we putting the eggs?
Back corner.
All the way in the back.
Oser retired from his job as a parole officer with the New York Department of Corrections about 10 years ago. And a few years later, he started working part-time at Dottie's. He says the extra cash helps him cover some of the bills his son has to pay.
I'm sort of happy that I have a way of getting some extra money so that it takes a little bit of the crunch off in terms of what needs to be done and what needs to be paid. And I think that maybe that's unique to me, but I found out that a lot of people are doing that. So it's like we're all doing that now.
Art Wolf is an economics professor at UVM, and he says Oser's right. A lot of people his age are working beyond what used to be considered retirement age.
People are working longer because jobs are a lot easier than they used to be 50 years ago. They're not as physically demanding. People are healthier. They're living longer. They may just enjoy the income they're earning from work.
Wolf says the boomers could be an asset to the Vermont economy if business owners find a way to fit them into their work plans.
They're going to have to figure out ways to either deal with a smaller number of workers or figure out ways to attract more people into the labor force, that is, you know, senior citizens. They want, you know, if you're trying to get someone who's 67 years old to either continue working or to come back to work, you might have to do different things than if you were trying to attract a 30-year-old into the labor force.
Wolf says there are other demographic trends that should force policymakers to pay attention. Vermont has the lowest birth rate in the country, so there isn't a surge of young people growing up to take jobs. And our population has remained pretty stagnant, with young people both leaving and moving in at similar rates.
So we're not alone in this, but we may be more affected by it than some other states.
Joyce Manchester is a senior economist with the Vermont Joint Fiscal Office, and she helped write a report that was released this year on the state's tax system. Manchester says even with more seniors working, there will be a change in their spending patterns, and she says lawmakers should get ready for a likely steady drop in state revenue.
As the big bulge of baby boomers moves out of their working years and into their retirement years, they won't be paying as much in income taxes. They might downsize their housing, so they're not paying as much in property taxes. They're probably consuming less, a different bundle of goods for sure, more healthcare, less consumer goods. So that may mean less sales taxes coming into Vermont. So there's a big change coming, and it's important for everyone to be aware of the coming change so that we can anticipate what might happen to the state budget.
So it's a complicated picture. The boomers are moving out of their highest earning years, but they'll also probably work more than previous generations into their 70s and beyond. Dick Stewart is one of those boomers. He retired from a high-tech firm in Rockingham, but it didn't last long.
I caught up on a lot of reading, did a lot of walking in the woods, visiting my grandchildren, but I was also looking for the next thing. You know, what's next for me? This is not as fulfilling as I thought it was going to be. I think it was just wanting to get back in the fire. I just wanted to be working again.
So just before he turned 60, Stewart came back to work. He's got less responsibility now, but he's working full time, and he says he'll probably keep at it until at least 70. Stewart says he's pretty hopeful about how Vermont will weather these economic trends, and he thinks people will continue to come here for the same reasons he did back in the 1970s.
I have faith in the, first of all, human drive and the attractiveness of life in the state.
They'll start businesses and fall in love and have families. And Stewart says his generation will be there to help out as they can.
We older folks will continue to pass on our knowledge of whatever it is that we're involved in to younger generations. And those that seek out opportunity or make their own opportunities here, I think we'll be successful.
For VPR News, I'm Howard Weiss-Tisman.